get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome, everybody, to the next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so happy that you're here with us today. My name is Gary Willis, and I am your host. It is certainly going to be an exciting show today, and we're going to be talking about things like John Williams, and he's got an interview out there. We've got some Star Wars The Old Republic gaming news for you. We also have some, and the highlight of the day is the interesting news that just came out about Star Wars Rebels. It's the new animated TV show that's going to be coming out in 2014, so we'll have more on that for you as we move forward in the show. And also, we will have an interview directly with Dave Filoni that was posted out on YouTube that will have that information for you. So as we get moving forward today, we've got lots of information, got some Episode 7 news for you. So let's just go ahead. I'm all excited about today's episode. Let's go ahead and get right into the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along. Move along.
Well, the big news and the fantastic news for the week is that the official Star Wars site has announced that Star Wars Rebels, the new animated TV show, will be coming to television on 2014. Production has begun on Star Wars Rebels, an exciting all-new animated television series based on one of the greatest entertainment franchises of all time. Scheduled to premiere in the fall of 2014 as a one-hour special telecast on Disney's channel, it will be followed by a series on Disney XD channels around the world. Leading the development of the series is a creative team of exceptional talent, screenwriter-producer Simon Kinberg, who's been on X-Men First Class, Sherlock Holmes, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, is an executive producer on Star Wars Rebels and will write the premiere episode. He is joined by everybody's good friend Dave Filoni as an executive producer who served as supervising director of the Emmy-nominated Star Wars The Clone Wars since 2008. Executive producer Greg Wiseman brings with him a wealth of animation experience with credits such as Young Justice, The Spectacular Spider-Man, and Gargoyles. Gary Marsh, president and chief creative officer, Disney Channels Worldwide, said, quote, "The entire team at Lucasfilm has provided extraordinary creativity and innovation for over three decades, and we're thrilled to be bringing the expansive and imaginative world of Star Wars to Disney XD viewers. I couldn't be more excited to explore newcomers of the Star Wars universe," said Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilm, and she said also, "I think Star Wars Rebels will capture the look, feel, and fun that both kids and their parents love about Star Wars," end quote. The action-filled series is set between the events of Episode 3 and Episode 4, an era spanning almost two decades, never before explored on screen. Star Wars Rebels takes place in a time where the Empire is securing its grip on the galaxy and hunting down the last of the Jedi Knights as a fledgling rebellion against the Empire is taking shape. Details about the show are a closely guarded secret at this point. Star Wars Rebels will be produced by Lucasfilm Animation, featuring many of the key talents that made Star Wars The Clone Wars. Fans that will be going to Star Wars Celebration Europe 2 will be the first ones to get an exclusive look at the new series, and casting will be announced at a later date. More information about the developing project will be found on the official Star Wars site, and you can also find that there's a new Facebook page at facebook.com/StarWarsRebels. So this is indeed great news, and we're very excited about this. And what we would like to do at this point is hear a little bit from Dave Filoni as he talks about the new show, and Pablo Hidalgo is there to kind of give him an interview about the situation, even though we know that he knows more about things than what he's saying. But it is a great interview, so let's go ahead at this point and take a listen to that particular clip.
Hey, Star Wars fans, I'm Pablo Hidalgo, and I'm here at Big Rock Ranch today because we got word that we could finally talk about the new animated Star Wars series that's in development here. So I'm going to track down our good friend Dave Filoni and ask him all about it. So come on, let's go.
Dave, you ready?
I brought the internet. I brought the internet with me.
How'd you do that?
It's just over here.
It's like a mobile probe droid.
Yes. Where are we right now?
Where are we right now?
What happens, like, where are we with Rebels?
Oh, it's amazing. So many things have happened. Our characters have been on so many incredible journeys. If only you could see it.
So yeah, you're not going to tell me where we are?
No, you're not going to get to see it either. He's play acting. He knows quite a bit. It's very nice. He's trying to be your friend, but
I'm trying to get information for you guys here. So this is a whole new era to get into. In between Episodes 3 and 4.
Yes, the opportunity to work in the era that I grew up with, you know, even though it precedes that era, this show will precede Episode 4, is still tremendously exciting because this visual language is now open to us, and very directly what Ralph McQuarrie was doing is now open to us in a way that we could never exploit on Clone Wars.
You look at Ralph's design, and it's a few degrees off of where it was in Episode 4 because it's concept art.
That's right.
When you use it in Rebels, it's going to be a few degrees off from Episode 4 because that's where we are in the timeline.
Yeah. We said, what if this was CG? What if these paintings, you just pop them off and suddenly get in dimension and the same type of camera work that you see in the original films? That would be a very inspired animated series.
So let's talk about some of the folks who are joining you on Star Wars Rebels that you had worked with already.
Killian Plunkett, who was my design lead on Clone Wars, is on this new show, which is really exciting for me because I mean, he knows Star Wars inside out. He nitpicks every little detail.
What are you doing?
What are you looking at?
This is brand new.
Nothing, never mind.
What are you looking at?
That's fine.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing, it's fine.
Are you counting the spans?
No, I was counting the number of window panes.
Yes.
Oh, well, I made that up. Also, Joel Aaron, another key component of Clone Wars, you know, my wizard, if you will.
I want to go as far as really trying to get the essence and color palette out that you see in all of Ralph McQuarrie prints, and then that feeling, that journalistic feeling that you get with the lighting, with the color tones in A New Hope.
Also working on the show, Greg Weisman, a name that's known very well from animation fans.
That's right. Well, Gargoyles. Greg,
Gargoyles.
You know, back in the day for Disney television, it was one of the first real action-adventure shows that I had seen them do.
I'm really excited that Simon Kinberg is involved in the show.
It's pretty exciting.
I know.
I mean, I have to say,
we've heard his name attached to Star Wars projects. Now he's consulting on Episode 7. He's working on his own standalone film.
That's right.
Big movie guy working on
big
the show.
I know. Every time we sit down, I get so excited about just what we're talking about. We haven't even really gotten to it yet in a lot of ways. But, you know, just sending him images and then him getting inspired off an image that we sent. And you know, I think the fans are going to see the payoff when this show airs.
So one of the things about that video that you all definitely aren't able to see because we're on the podcast is that Dave Filoni was holding a book of the art of Ralph McQuarrie from Episode 4, A New Hope. There was a three-book series, The New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, that had all his artworks and things from those particular eras. And he happened to be showing the A New Hope book and had been talking about that with the cover. And on the cover was the famous painting of the X-Wing being chased by the TIE fighter in the Death Star Trench. So they were talking about how the fighters were going to be maybe evolving, specifically maybe I'm thinking the X-Wing, about how they're going to be different from what we would probably see in Episode 4, A New Hope. It's kind of maybe a precursor or maybe a phase one of those particular fighters. So it'll be really interesting to see what they have there. I also was looking around in the video to see what we could see, and maybe there's some clues that happen to be there. And on the shelf right behind him, of course, was a Rebel pilot helmet there. It might have been Luke Skywalker's helmet as we were looking at that. There also happened to be an AT-AT driver sitting there. But there was also a sculpt of Chewbacca that was there. So, of course, being in between episodes 3 and 4, we have total opportunity to see a lot of those particular characters that we really love. And, of course, this might be a great opportunity for Chewbacca to be coming back and for us to see some of his character and what's going on with him. And depending on what stage in the game they are with this, perhaps we'll see Han Solo. Of course, they did talk about how it was going to be during the times when the Dark Times, as it's known, as the Empire is hunting down the Jedi Knights, so certainly we're going to see Darth Vader. And then also there's artwork around the room on his door of Ahsoka, and you'd expect that to be there because, you know, Ahsoka is one of his favorite characters. But I think there might also be an opportunity for us to see Darth Vader possibly chasing Ahsoka. And how would that really play out if Ahsoka was being hunted down by Darth Vader, because, of course, she was a Jedi, even and Force-wielding, even if she isn't currently a Jedi. But she does have lightsabers, and imagine what the shock would be like if we have Anakin or Darth Vader chasing down Ahsoka, and Ahsoka not realizing that it's Anakin, and they get into fights, and perhaps, you know, right before she is killed or she's been defeated, that we find out that Darth Vader reveals to her who he really is, and you can just imagine the drama on something like that. So any way we look at it, we're definitely going to be getting TIE fighter battles and skirmishes and things like that, so it's really interesting to see. Of course, the crawl on Star Wars A New Hope had given us a look at, you know, they had just won their first major victory against the evil Empire, so it's going to be interesting to see how far back this is. Is this when they're just really gathering together? Maybe they're not very well organized, or maybe they're just hitting small skirmishes, hitting small raids. They haven't really gotten to that point where they have the first major victory. So it would really be exciting to see where this goes. As an original Star Wars fan who grew up back in 1977 watching the film as an 8-year-old child, I really am looking forward to seeing this time frame, because I always wanted to know what was happening right before all of this took place. And, of course, there's a lot of time that's invested in there, so we may yet, with the spin-off films or other things that will be coming out from Disney, there's a lot of time period that they can really cover there. So really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. We'll definitely give you as much information as we can as it becomes available. But we are totally excited about the fact that we're going to be having Star Wars Rebels, the new animated TV show that's going to be coming out in 2014. And as concept art or information becomes available, music, folks that will be returning to the show with Clone Wars, and as we've seen some of those folks that had already been returning, we will let you know who those folks are. And this is great news, and we're very excited about it. In Episode 7 news, Michael Kaplan is going to be designing costumes for Episode 7. According to BuzzFeed, who interviewed the costume designer, he has just finished working on the latest Star Trek, and he was asked about what was going to be coming next for him, and he said, quote, "Well, I've just learned that I'll be working on the new Star Wars movie, and again with JJ. Everything just got formalized last week, and I haven't even had the chance to talk to anyone about it at all, other than to be told, welcome aboard. It's a little too soon to know exactly what's in store, but I'm excited, absolutely, to get to work on another prestigious sci-fi series." So that's really good news. Of course, if you haven't seen Star Trek Into Darkness yet, that's another great movie if you're into the Star Trek franchise. I had the chance to see it over the weekend, and a lot of great things going on there, a lot of great costumes. So we're looking forward to having Michael Kaplan aboard to design costumes for Episode 7. In more Episode 7 news, Film Music Media's Kaya Salvas interviews the legendary John Williams. John shares how his collaborative process with Steven Spielberg has changed over the years. John talks about Star Wars Episode 7 and his involvement, and they also discuss if there is any particular score left in mind that he'd like to attempt, as well as his views on the current state of film music. He also asks him if he's heard Hans Zimmerman, the Man of Steel music yet, so let's take a listen.
I'm here with Mr. John Williams, Oscar winner, one of the greatest composers of all time. So, looking at just your collaboration with Steven Spielberg, what is it like now at this point in your career? Can you, like, telepathically communicate with them now? Like, how is that process beginning from when you started to now?
Well, we, as many of your viewers probably know, we've been working together for 40 years, which is like a marriage. And with years like that, the decades slip away almost unnoticed. It speaks to a basically very warm friendship between friends and collaborators. And I can't speak for Steven, but it's been certainly one of the great events of my life, meeting him and being with him all these years. As to your question, whether we have shorthand, or perhaps we do. We don't have to go through the usual first date of getting to know each other and every new assignment. We've been there many times before. And I think that does facilitate things. One needs to be careful about not relying on habit and not relying on reflexive things that have been in place for years. But I feel fairly safe from that because Steven's projects have been so diverse. Everything from Indiana Jones to Schindler's List to comedy to serious things and so on. That it certainly kept the writing opportunities fresh, just as it's kept our relationship fresh.
So, I have to ask, are you coming back for number 7, Star Wars? Has J.J. talked to you?
I certainly plan to and fully expect I'll be there and be able to do it.
So, looking back, what is the one film? Is there one film that you have not scored that you really want to? Any genre, historical event, something that you would love to attempt and take a crack at?
Oh, I've been so fortunate in my life with assignments and so on. It'd be hard to name anything that I wish I could have done. What I do wish is that what work I've done could have been better, possibly, and what work I may do in the future may be better than what I've done in the past, which I think is a solid and a definite wish of mine. There have been many, many opportunities through the years that have slipped by because of schedule and because of this, but this and that. It's not possible to say that I'm dissatisfied in any way. Quite the contrary.
So what is your thought? I mean, what is your thought on the state of film music today? You've witnessed it change over the decades. Do you think it's heading in the right direction? Do you think it's hit a wall?
Well, film music is certainly evolving,
right?
And as it always has, and some very beautiful things being done. The technology is changing, as most of your viewers will know. And that has to be viewed as a good thing. So I think that, and the other thing I think that is exciting about it is so many, many young composers are interested in writing for film now where they didn't work before.
Right.
Serious composers with academic backgrounds and so on see this work as not a commercial distraction, but an artistic attraction.
Right.
And so I have every reason to be, I only say to you that I wish I could be around in 50 years to see and hear what wonderful work will be done.
And have you had a chance to hear Hans Zimmer's score for Man of Steel yet, Superman?
I haven't, but I look forward to it.
He says that you froze him up for 3 months, that, trying to figure it out. But thank you so much, Mr. Williams.
Well, that was a great interview with John Williams. We're definitely looking forward to having him back on board for another Star Wars movie with Episode 7. And again, if more information arises or we start hearing some themes, we'll definitely bring them to you as quickly as possible. So in Clone Wars news, we have some good news to bring you. We have more bonus content that's been released, and actually this comes from Star Wars Disney Weekends. This happens to be from the Yoda story arc, which we'd heard some about, that was going to be originally in Clone Wars for Season 6, but is now going to be moved to the bonus content whenever that's going to be released. And so we'd like for you to go ahead and take a listen to this particular clip that was released in Star Wars Weekends at Disney.
I am prescribing nothing but bed rest for you now, Master Yoda. I will leave you two alone.
You ask for me, Master?
Yes. Friends we are.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
A choice you must make. Worry for you I am.
Why is that?
Do something for me. You must. Blame you will be.
What? What must I do?
Help me to escape. Yeah.
Escape? But you're not in prison.
No? Perhaps. But perhaps I am. Already, all around us, the cage may be. A journey I must make. Alone.
The Council will not want you to travel at all. Alone, even less.
Disobeying the Council, your expertise is. That is why I ask for your help. It is the spontaneity you find so easily, which others do not. That is what sets you apart. Now, a walk you will take me on. Come, come.
Where are you going?
Some fresh air I require.
It's okay. He's with me. I'll watch him. I hope I don't regret this. Hey, R2. I have a mission for you. Dr. Nima's gonna notice Yoda's missing any minute now. Get him to a ship as fast as possible and get him out of here. Where's Master Yoda? What have you done? Hey, for once, none of this was my idea.
Well, that was a great clip, especially with Yoda and Anakin as they were talking. And, you know, I really liked the banter that they had going on there. It reminded me a whole lot of the very first Clone Wars episode that we had way back in Season 1. And if I remember right, that was called Ambush. But that had the same feel of the Yoda, or what we've really become accustomed to as we had seen Yoda in Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. So really looking forward to seeing this bonus content, especially with the Yoda arc, and we'll keep you informed as to when that information will be released or how it will be released as soon as we can. In gaming news from Star Wars The Old Republic, the Gree in-game event returns. So let's take a listen.
Alleged sightings of an unidentified alien vessel.
Strange reports from soldiers stationed on the remote and battle-torn planet of Ilum. Official sources have refused to comment.
No truth and no cause for alarm in such baseless rumors.
The ancient Gree starship Grey Sekhant returns to Ilum between May 21st and May 28th, bringing with it great rewards including unique armor, pets, weapons, and more. Join with friends for another chance to earn valuable reputation points and become a living legend as you fight for the Grease Grand Mission. This is a great time for players at level 45 plus to jump into the event before the event returns at level 55 in the future. Visit the in-game news terminal located at the Karak Station or Vacuum Space Dock to get started on your adventure. Today we continue with part 5 of the story of the Empire Strikes Back from the LP in 1980. When we last left off, Darth Vader had made contact with the Emperor, and during their discussions they had talked about converting Luke Skywalker over to the dark side, and as Vader had said, he will join us or die, Master. So let's go ahead and pick up the action as it stands.
How far away is Yoda? Will it take us long to get there?
Not far, Yoda, not far. Patience? Why wish you become Jedi?
Mostly because of my father, I guess.
Father? Powerful Jedi, was he? Powerful Jedi.
Oh, come on. How could you know my father? You don't even know who I am. No, I don't even know what I'm doing here. We're wasting our time.
I cannot teach him. The boy has no patience.
You will learn patience.
Yeah. He is not ready.
Yoda. I am ready.
Ready, are you? What knows you of ready? For 800 years have I trained Jedi. This one, a long time have I watched. All his life has he looked away to the future, to the horizon, never his mind on where he was, what he was doing. You are reckless.
So was I, if you remember.
Will he finish what he begins?
I won't fail you. I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
Having eluded Darth Vader's forces by diving into a large crater, the Millennium Falcon comes to rest inside an immense cavern deep within an uncharted asteroid. The doors open. Tentatively, the fugitives step onto the spongy surface.
The ground sure feels strange. Doesn't feel like rock.
There's an awful lot of moisture in here.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. Where?
Drawing his blaster, Han points it at the cavern floor. There's an instant and terrifying reaction. The ground begins to tremble. Within seconds, the entire chamber is convulsed by shockwaves of surging tremors. The ground quivering under their feet, Han and the others race toward the Millennium Falcon.
Fire us, crew! Let's get out of here!
The Empire is still out there! I don't think it's right!
No time to discuss this with me!
Lightspeed in this asteroid field?
Oh. Sound, sweetheart, we're taking off.
The ship maneuvers towards the opening through two rows of giant rocks.
Uh-huh. Look!
I see it.
We do!
The cave is collapsing.
This is no cave.
What?
Just as it emerges from the yawning crater, the hole snaps shut with an angry roar. They have narrowly escaped from the very mouth of an enormous space slug and into the arms of the Imperial fleet.
Let's get out of here. Ready for light speed? One, two, three!
No light speed.
It's not my fault.
Sir, we just lost the main wheel deflector shield. One more direct hit on the back quarter and we're done for.
Turn her around. I said turn her around! I'm gonna throw a power on the bridge shield.
You're gonna attack them?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer...
Shut up!
Moving to attack position.
Han's frontal attack startles the starship's commander.
Track them. They may come around for another pass.
Captain Nida, the ship no longer appears on our scopes.
At the last second, Han ducks under the massive enemy craft.
They can't have disappeared. No ship that small has a cloaking device.
Well, there's no trace of them, sir.
Attached to the underside of the Star Destroyer, like a pilot fish on a whale, the Falcon cruises serenely in a radar blind spot.
Fleet's beginning to break up.
What's even mind for your next move?
Well, if they follow standard Imperial procedure, they'll dump their garbage before they go to light speed, and then we just float away.
The rest of the garbage. Then what?
Then we gotta find a safe port somewhere around here. Oh, wait. This is interesting. Lando.
Lando system?
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. He's a card player, gambler, scoundrel. You'd like him.
Can you trust him?
No. He's got no love for the Empire, I can tell you that. Here we go, Chewie. Stand by.
Detach.
Han allows the Millennium Falcon to drift away with the Imperial waste. At a safe distance, he activates the engines and heads for Bespin, home of Lando Calrissian. But he is not alone.
That was part 5 of the story of The Empire Strikes Back from the LP in 1980. Be sure to join us again in our next episode as we continue on with part 6, and we will continue through this episode as it moves forward. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I really enjoyed bringing you this episode with tons of great news. Of course, the biggest news being that Star Wars Rebels, that new animated TV series, will be coming to us in 2014. We had an interview with John Williams. We had some Episode 7 news with Michael Kaplan going to be doing the costume designing. We had Clone Wars news where we had the clip of the Yoda arc. So there's lots of great stuff going on in the Star Wars community, and it can only get better from here. If you'd like to join us on the show, if you'd like to send us some news information, have some comments that you'd like to send to us, you can always email us at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. We can always be found with the latest news and information on our main website at galactic-voyage.com. And also you can reach us on Twitter for conversations there at Galactic Voyage. We're glad that you've joined us today. I hope that you've really gotten into the news, and we will keep you up to date as soon as things are breaking. I'm your host, Gary Willis, and we're so glad to have you with us. Please join us again next time for more galactic news, and always remember that.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of Galactic-Voyage.com.